from KQED.
And we close the show today with the story of a musical trailblazer. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca brings us this profile of 74-year-old Carmen Cristina Moreno of Fresno, who some call the Chicana First Lady of Song.
Carmen Cristina Moreno's parents were pioneers of California's Mexican music scene starting in the 1930s.
I inherited two kingdoms, so to speak, you know, the kingdom of songs of my father, which... Caramba, yo soy tu rey. Mi caballo es el segundo. And then songs like, let stars shining bright above me. Soft breezes seem to whisper, I love you, and all those beautiful songs. I was born into the music. When I was born, my parents were already singing radio stars in Los Angeles.
Moreno's father, Luis, came to the U.S. as a young man in 1919, escaping the Mexican Revolution.
And he was wounded in the revolution. He was, my brother and I used to touch the bullet hole scars on his rib cage on his right side.
He performed with his wife, Carmen, a singer and fellow guitar player, on live L.A. radio shows. They recorded albums as El Dueto de los Moreno. He was barely literate, but composed about 300 songs. He didn't make much money, though, even from hits recorded by big stars like Pedro Infante.
They used to present a paper, a work-for-hire paper, written in English, relinquishing all the rights. They would dangle $10, $15, $20 in front of them.
Moreno's parents eventually moved to Fresno, where they became farm workers to supplement their musical income.
Just a little girl singing songs in a beer garden.
I was 11 when I earned my first money singing and playing guitar.
For a dollar a song. For a dollar we'd sell you a heart in a no country song. My folks and me. Making music wherever we could for a dollar a song.
Moreno went on to record with major labels and act in Hollywood, but she couldn't accept the stereotypical roles available to Latina actresses in the 1970s. She refused to anglicize her name or ignore her Mexican musical heritage.
If I'm going to do my own thing, I'm going to do my own thing, honey. I'm going to do it and sing about what I want to. I have gone on an independent label, financed myself.
She needed to make a living, but she wasn't willing to sacrifice her musical principles. She marched to her own guitarra.
Dr. Manuel Peña is a retired professor of ethnomusicology specializing in Chicano music. He compares Carmen Cristina Moreno to stars like Tejano Music's Lydia Mendoza and Linda Ronstadt.
They attain more notoriety and fame, but Carmen Cristina is every bit their equal. You know, she's right up there with the foremost of our, you know, Mexican-American artists.
What makes Moreno different, he says, is the way she fuses lyrics in English to a musical framework rooted in working-class Mexican ranchera music.
Listen, my daddy told me when I was very young, hear what the wind is singing next time you see them run. I am the spirit of the vaquero, and from Las Pampas to Canada, I am still riding the range in all of the lands of all the Americas.
Carmen Cristina Moreno was awarded the nation's highest folk art honor from the National Endowment for the Arts in 2003. The award recognized her musical contributions to the farm worker movement and her work in Central Valley schools to teach history through music.
One particular student just touched me to the core when she says, as Mexican Americans, thank you for teaching us that we have a history.
Up to California, from Mexico you come to the Sacramento Valley to toil in the sun.
Carmen Cristina Moreno has moved back to the ramshackle house her father built in the middle of raisin vineyards near Fresno. She's survived breast cancer. And at close to 75 years old, she's still composing and playing guitar every day. And she's working on a book about her parents' history. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
And we've got pictures of Carmen Cristina and her musical history and the other stories on today's show at californiareport.org. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director this week is Nina Thorson. Technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The online team includes Olivia Hubert-Allen, David Weir, Lisa Pickoff-White, and David Marks. Our interns are Jenny Simone and Nicholas Arce. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Maleone, Tyke Hendricks, Susie Racho, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. And from all of us here at KQED, Happy New Year, everybody. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.